This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5556. That's what happens when your mouth starts moving too quick. 5563, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the process. That's what I want. I want you to be part of the process. Don't just sit there and complain about how bad it is. Do something. Change something. Get engaged. Get involved. Anyway, I got so much I want to talk about. Like overflowing. You know, last week, Sarah Sanders went at, you know, really just laid into the press over the double standard with Roger Stone. She made a really good point. I don't know why, you know, I don't know if anybody's really figured this out. But it's not just a double trend. I keep saying it's a triple standard, it's a quadruple standard, whatever. Why haven't they arrested Hillary? Or James Comey? I went through some of this last week. And it seems like, you know, if they sneeze and they tell Comey, they tell Mueller that they used Kleenex when they didn't, then they've lied to the FBI, and it becomes a federal offense. But these other people openly lied. They were found to have lied. Peter Strzok lied. And it seems to be okay. You know, Sanders made a comment out loud. She was wondering why the FBI wouldn't apply the same standards to other people in the 2016 election that lied to Congress. Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. She finally said, and she's right, she said, well, let the courts make the decision as to who's guilty and who's not guilty, who's done what and how. She said, but a bigger question is, if this is the standard, if this is the foundation by which you're allowed to raid a person's home, do they apply the same standard to Clinton, to Comey, to Clapper? All good points. She also went on to say that when we see the same people, you know, who we know have made false statements, who admitted to making false statements, will the same standard apply? Also, in the same interview with CNN, Sanders emphasized that Roger Stone's arrest has nothing to do with the president. That's true. It has nothing to do with him. He acted on because he's somehow tied to Trump. I know plenty of people have been tied to Trump. They even rented space from him, like, you know, a hotel room. What's the line? She said, this has nothing to do with the White House, has nothing to do with the president. This is on the individual. This is the individual who did something wrong. Now, the indictment against Stone said that he contacted Trump's campaign officials about the release of the Democratic email stolen by Russia and published by WikiLeaks. When asked if President Trump direct, you know, it's really funny how nobody got mad. Remember when, what's her name, Rachel Maddow? She got a hold of Trump's taxes, or thought she did anyway, and wouldn't say where or how she got them at first. Well, wouldn't that be that they were stolen? Because if they were released without his permission, then they're stolen. Somebody's got information they're not supposed to have. They have paperwork they're not supposed to have. They had to take them from somebody who didn't give them permission. And last I checked, when you don't have permission, you've stolen it. She went on to say, I haven't read the document, she said. I'm not an attorney. I'm not going to be able to get into the weeds on specifics. But I can tell you, the president had nothing to do with it. Now, later on, they asked Sanders if Trump's support for Stone motivated him to commit a crime. She replied, hey, that's probably one of the more ridiculous and insulting questions you accuse the president of in asking somebody to break the law. I mean, seriously, if you even hinted to that towards Obama, and he did break the law several times, they won't do anything about it, though. We all know that. According to the Washington Examiner, Representative Mark Meadows of North Carolina recently said a growing body of evidence shows that James Comey lied to Congress when he said that the FBI and the Justice Department were not coordinating on investigations on Hillary's use of an email server, or a private email server for that matter. Not only was that false, but we know that over and over and over again now, through the emails that they finally got their hands on, they suggest that they were working intricately together. And what does that mean? Why isn't Comey picked up? Why haven't they gone to his house? Why haven't they gone to his, apartment, office, whatever he's got? And you can see it over and over and over again that these people have lied to openly lied to Congress. We have a big chunk of emails to prove it. And again, when you think about Comey, shouldn't he be an upright guy? Shouldn't there have been no lies at all? I mean, he was the head of the FBI. Should we put up with lies like that from somebody in that kind of position? It doesn't stop with them. And it is. It's a double and triple standard. They don't really care about justice. They care about maintaining power. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly being engaged and involved. I think we have Andrea Kay on, or we'll have her on after the break. I am Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the
rumba. We are back.
When I play the maracas, I go...
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. You know what? That's Jim Carrey. I got to get rid of that song. I can't stand him. He's got to go. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. If you want to be notified by text, okay, that seems to be the easiest way for me to get the message out because they are doing everything they can to slow us down / stop us. All you got to do is text TRS. That's a hard thing to say on the mic without lighting it up. TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. So, and it'll give you a message every night that we're coming on, and the topics we're going to be discussing and that kind of thing. Anyhow, I want to get to my next guest. I always have so much fun when she's on with me. Andrea Kay joins me, host of the Andrea Kay Show, heard every night on the West Coast from 6 to 7. P.M. Pacific time. Andrea, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me. on me. I forgive you for playing that Jim Carrey song, by the way. What are you trying to do to me?
Well, you know what? No, no. The other thing is, I'm surprised nobody calls me because he uses the word chicky. Chicky boom, right? I mean, isn't that kind of a...
Oh, right.
Yeah. See? The misogynist that
you
I am.
Be rated by the Me. You should be rated by the Me Too movement, SWAT team.
What? Would 27 of them show up at my front door? I agree. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay. Hey, look, I can tell you're ready to go, so let's jump right into it. Let's talk about Mueller and his raid, you know, on Stone's house. I mean, here it is. That poor woman, his wife is a deaf woman. You know, barely he's a flight risk. What did he have, 100, 150 AK-47s down in his basement or something? You would think so with the people that showed up, right?
Yeah, dude has no guns. They've already broken him financially. He doesn't have 2 cents, you know, to his name because that's part of the strategy on the part of the left. And flight risk, he doesn't have a valid passport. I mean, what, you know, flight what? He's going to get on his hover round and try to go to Starbucks with the 2 cents he's got left to buy coffee? What are we talking about, flight risk? This is insane. And, you know, I gotta tell you, I love how he came out after court doing his Nixon pose. Then he's been just like tough guy with the fedora and the sunglasses on saying, I'm not striking no deal with Mueller. He's not getting me. He's not going to bully me into making some deal with him. I'm standing up to Mueller. So, you know, that this whole thing to try to ultimately break him, particularly with the use of CNN. I mean, I joke about him on the hover round, but seriously, this is the gross kind of abuse of power. And it's against a senior citizen. And it's not just to try to break him and get him to lie and to compose a story against President Trump. It's also meant to scare the rest of us.
Well, think about something, though, here. They're all turning. Now, first and foremost, if they picked up Stone, then they need to set up raids now every Friday now. First one should be on Clinton's house. Second one should be on Comey's house. The third one should be on Clapper's house. We can go on and on, right? Peter Strzok, he should be another one. If they're going to use the guideline they use for Stone as a basis to pick people up, then those four at least, if not more, I probably can come up with another dozen, should be picked up as well. That's what should scare people is the fact that you know these guys are above the law. Or what law enforcement official is going to come after them? Nobody. They've been left alone. And I'm kind of disappointed. I shouldn't say this, but look, when the new AG gets in place, when he truly is in place and ready to go, I think he should start slapping these warrants on all of these guys right away. What do you think?
Well, shoulda, woulda, coulda. You know, I'll be honest with you. I don't like this bar guy. Who is he? Some guy from the swamp who was friends with Mueller in the past? How there's a conflict of interest right now. I mean, you can't serve on the jury if you were friends with somebody who's being prosecuted, right? Or somebody who's on the defense.
Yep.
You know, because it's considered a conflict of interest. So how in the world do we have, how is Rod Rosenstein, who he should have never still been sitting deputy attorney general, given the fact that he was a material witness, that shouldn't be happening. It's improper and illegal. Then he goes and puts in Mueller, who actually was buddies with Clinton and actually handed over the Uranium-1 sample on her behalf. I mean, the conflicts of interest all around here are astounding to me.
So who did they
President
get?
President Trump is one.
Who did they what? Get? I mean, who are you going to put in there? You know, I used to think that Giuliani would do a good job. After hearing what he's done over the last year, I'm kind of glad he's not in there. You know, right. Trey Gowdy left us high and dry. I mean, I like Trey Gowdy. Don't get me wrong. But Trey Gowdy kind of left us in the lurch, too. There were a lot of things he could have pushed at. He was one that always said over and over again, too, that Mueller was a good guy. Mueller would do the right thing. What's he got, pictures of all these people with farm animals?
No, I mean, it's like they get there and it's hard to hold. I mean, how many family members, how many people are going to rat out a friend of theirs who broke the law or actually do something to hold a friend of theirs accountable for breaking the law? No, you justify why it's okay to let your friend get away with it and let somebody else hang for the same thing. This is what happens when people get into D.C. and they all hang out together and all buddies together and they're all swimming in a swamp together. And what President Trump needed to do if he was really going to ever restore justice to the Department of Justice is to go outside D.C. and find himself some ankle-biting, tough federal prosecutor somewhere who's never been at a cocktail party with Hillary Clinton, never been at a cocktail party with Robert Mueller or Trey Gowdy or any of the rest of them who all pretend like they're providing oversight for the American people but laughing at us. See, these are very much like the defense attorneys and prosecutors at your local, you know, courthouse that act all tough and hate each other, you know, in the middle of litigation and then go out and have cocktails after. That's what's going on there. No, we need an outsider to be brought in, and it's not Barr.
Well, I agree, but I don't know. I don't know who they're going to. I mean, I'm not suggesting he's the right guy. Who are they going to get? Who are they going to find? I mean, from day one, God forgive me. You know, I love that Trump got in there. Don't get me wrong, but he did the same thing that George W. did. He started hiring people because of loyalty. He started hiring people because they were friends of his. They helped him out. They stuck by him. They just weren't ready for the job. Where did Sessions come from? Why did Sessions get the nod for that job? The man was in a half a coma when he decided to accept the job. This is the stuff that floors me. And Trump didn't become successful by being an idiot. He's not an idiot.
No, he's not an idiot. I think he was rightfully overwhelmed. You know, this was a man on the campaign trail that had like three or four people around him. He did not have a machine when he went into Washington.
Right.
And he went into Washington knowing he faced two opposition parties. And I think the loyalty was, I think the one reason why Sessions just made him crazy with anger after he recused himself is because that decision was not just about rewarding somebody who was loyal. It was about he really believed that Jeff Sessions was not only that it wasn't just about loyalty. He actually thought Sessions was a rule of law guy. He had no way of knowing that Jeff Sessions was going to recuse himself. He didn't know that. And, you know, he was trying to get, and he didn't have a long enough window. So, I mean, he's going to the low hanging fruit. It's not just about loyalty. And, you know, but I think after Jeff Sessions, he should have learned. I mean, he had time to find somebody better.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you. And I think he took a lot of wrong in. He had people around him that were giving him a lot of wrong information. We come back. Let's talk about the border debacle. I mean, seriously, it's about time, my humble opinion, that he declares a state of emergency and goes for it. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. More with Andrea Kay right after this.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The U.S.
KSA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news out of Houston, Texas, where five police officers shot and hurt while serving a warrant in the southeast section of the city. Two suspects reportedly killed. In a tweet, Houston police report the officers struck with gunfire following an encounter with a suspect. To Washington, D.C. now, where the date finally set for the State of the Union address. President Trump will deliver his speech Tuesday night, February 5th, on Capitol Hill. Letters exchanged between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the president, the address delayed because of the partial government shutdown. In other news from inside the Beltway, President Trump's acting attorney general says Robert Mueller's report close to being completed. Nasty cold winter weather across the country. It's January after all. Wind chill in Chicago and the upper Midwest, minus 45 to minus 60. And Atlanta in the south could see snow ahead of the Super Bowl. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Side on GTN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I just want to get to it. I don't get her on that often. When I do, I want to be able to spend as much time with her as I can. Andrea Kay joins me. She is the host of the Andrea Kay Show, heard every day from 6 to 7 o'clock, West Coast. And you can hear it on the East, too, right? I mean, can they hear it over that interweb thing if they need to, right?
Yeah, Al Gore invented this awesome little thing called the interweb. Thank you, Al. People can hear me everywhere.
And it has a very small carbon footprint if it comes from Al, as we all know.
Yeah.
sick guy. Anyway, all right. Listen, I don't know if you guys are getting... Now, you're out of San Diego. I'm close to Los Angeles. And the last couple of days, you know, because of this global cooling, warming, climate dysfunction or whatever, I don't even know what they call it anymore. But, my God, it's like summertime. I'm thinking about going hanging out by the pool. And it's the end of January. You getting warm weather down there?
Well, we have been getting warm weather down here. It's been pretty magical. However, thank you to our little local meteorologist, it's still not approaching the record temperatures that we had at this time of year, which was back in, I think, 1951.
Ah.
So, see, that, yeah, imagine that.
Wow.
So, really, yeah, no major global warming story here in San Diego, in spite of the fact that I think it's based on people just being jealous. Right now, they're digging themselves out of some snow in the Midwest. So they got to act for supplemental global warming.
In 51, were they importing, car exhaust fumes or something to take care of global climate warming? I can't even get it out of my mouth. I dislike that term so much, I can't even get it out of my mouth. I think it's so stupid. It's just amazing.
Yeah, let's think about it. What was happening back in 1951? Poor women, according to the left, were stuck inside barefoot and pregnant.
There you go.
So they weren't out ratting the roads. You know, destroying the ozone layer,
wow.
Unless it was maybe the hairspray they were using in 51. But get this.
There you go.
In 51, what was the record temperature back in 80 degrees? That was it.
Wow.
80 degrees compared to like 73 we got right now. I mean, this is just insane. See, that's why they had to change it from global warming to climate change. Right.
Well, I was watching, was it All in the Family, right? They had this whole marathon, and I love All in the Family. You could never make that show today, but I was watching it, and Archie Bunker was making fun of the Dems, although he was a Democrat himself. He was making fun of the Dems for the whole, you know, global warming kind of thing, and they had different names for it back then, but it was just hilarious that back then they were trying to sell this. And Andrea, I know we weren't going to go down this road, but, you know, I love hearing this stuff because I did a whole piece on the very first Earth Day and all the, you know, all the predictions that they made that were going to happen. Not a one of them have come true. And a matter of fact, not a one of them have come close to coming true. And yet they're still able to sell this to us. Are we really that dumb?
Well, somebody is. I mean, you know, you see AOC. I can never pronounce her name, so I call her AOC now. You know who I'm talking about. Bug
Little
Eyes.
Miss Cortez. Yeah, oh, Bug Eyes.
Yeah.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, Bug Eyes and Bug Teeth. B&B. She was talking to some people, and she says, you know, the world's going to be gone in 12 years if we don't do it. And the whole audience clapped. It's like they believe that. Meanwhile, Al Gore predicted that Florida is supposed to be underwater right now. Manhattan was supposed to be underwater by 2012. And there's not supposed to be any ice anywhere in, you know, the Antarctic. And none of that is true. But yet people will still believe it. And who was it who said? Was it P.T. Barnum who said it's easier to con people than to convince them that they've been conned? You know, that's the only explanation I have for Obama supporters at this point, too.
Well, they went through the whole thing on how, what was it, there'd only be a third of the population left because two-thirds would starve because there wouldn't be enough water to grow food to feed. And we have just the opposite problem today. We have more obesity on the planet than we have people starving to death. We have easier and better ways to grow food, more nutritional food. Again, if we could become religious overnight as a world, in the Old Testament, when they made predictions, they didn't come true. You got to stone the prophets. Right, stone them to death, not make them high, stone, you know, the other stone.
Well, well, you'd have a hard time getting a stone Al Gore to death because he's got himself hidden in a big old fat house with a footprint bigger than Vermont, and that's surrounded by a big, fat, beautiful wall, okay?
Yep.
And he flies private charter everywhere he goes. But I'm glad you brought up the food thing, because if global warming was causing so much starvation, we wouldn't have migrants at the border in Tijuana refusing to accept the free food that is given to them by Tijuana residents. Remember that woman saying she couldn't eat the frijoles because it was pig food?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, did you see that? I'm like, what? That's like one of my favorite foods, by the way. I thought, girl, you put that in an Uber and send it up my way because I need some frijoles with my morning burrito. You know, did anybody look at the caravan, the latest caravan, and think that they looked emaciated? I didn't see none of that.
Well, yeah. You know, it must have, and it's amazing how those new shoes were able to last on that long walk all the way up. A lot of them had telephones. A lot of them had newer backpacks. Didn't look like those clothes belonged to poor people, did they? I mean, it's really interesting how they're selling this whole thing. You know, and again, back to the border. You and I kind of did it in a tweet kind of thing where I said, look, I think Trump is playing them. I think Trump is setting them up. I want to believe this, all right, to where, okay, I'll give you what you want. You got 3 weeks. You don't come through 3 weeks, I'm coming out guns blazing. If he doesn't come out guns blazing in about 3 weeks, I'm going to be extremely disappointed.
Well, I'm already concerned. I got a lot of heat for being critical of Trump on Friday because it seems as though Trump supporters are acting a little bit like Obama supporters, that, you know, you have to agree with everything he says. You have to think everything he says is brilliant or you've abandoned him. I think that you can be critical of somebody that you love. You know, I can't imagine your spouse being critical of you at any moment. I'm certain that you're perfect and you never do anything that would aggravate your spouse. You know, or your kids, you know, what are you telling me? You know, you're not allowed to criticize somebody. Your kid comes home with an F because he didn't do his homework and you're not allowed to call him out on it. Well, that's what I did. I felt like Trump mishandled things here. He's a human being. Why can't I say that? He needs to regroup and he needs to remember that, you know, he's gotten some bad advice. He needs to go back to being Trump. If you saw how the shutdown happened, how then he acquiesced to the State of the Union instead of giving in to Nancy and backing off of that. That was the first mistake he made. He should have shown up there and said, I'm doing it on the 29th if I have to break the door down because the people paid for Congress. That building is paid for by the taxpayers, and I got a right to be there. End of story. And then he should have kept it. Don't go the shutdown and say you're going to do a shutdown, and then the first second that it gets tough for people, then you back off on it, getting nothing in return. He needed to at least get something for it, because then he gave them a reason to do a victory dance. Okay, it's done. I can live with that. But what I'm really concerned about is that he's got some bipartisan commission working on a plan. What are we supposed to be negotiating on? We're supposed to be getting a wall, and that's it. The same wall that both parties have been promising for decades. What in the world do we need? A bunch of congressional people sitting around yammering about for 3 weeks. Either we're going to get a wall or we're not. Listen, what is there to negotiate on?
I had a Democrat say to me today about how the wall is immoral, and to try to throw that at me. I said, okay, so let me understand something. So when the Democrats, when 84% of the Democrat Senate voted for that wall with a lot more money, 84% of the Democrats, all of them in the Senate at the time, they were immoral. That's what you have to be saying. They're immoral and racist. When 100% of the Democrats voted for that wall in the Senate, then those Democrats were also, including Chuck Schumer, were also immoral and racist. But now that it comes out of Trump's mouth, it's immoral and racist for real, and they can't vote for it. And she just looked at me, and I said, no, think about what you're saying. Because they come out of a man's mouth that you can't stand, even though they're exact same words, exact same wall, exact same everything, now all of a sudden it's a moral racist and you're smarter than that. No answer. No answer.
Right.
Just looked at me and said, look, you got to be honest with yourself. You can't stand the guy. There's nothing if he passed the same ACA tomorrow, brought out the same paperwork and took Obama's name off and put his name on it, you guys would veto it because there'd be something wrong with it because he's a racist.
Right now, there are illegals at the border with the flesh-eating bacteria, among other diseases. There are murderers, gang members, rapists, child molesters coming through our border right now, and the Democrats hate Trump more than they care about that.
Yeah. Oh, it's all about anything he says. Yep. But listen.
But it's also all about power, because the report came out from Texas that 90-something thousand illegals are registered to vote in the state of Texas, and over 50,000 already have.
That's one of my stories. You're right. 95,000 quote-unquote questionable citizens are registered to vote, and the Attorney General Ken Paxton, he's going through them, and he's starting to get rid of them now. He's making them crazy. And he's going to do it. He's going to work through it. But anyhow, when we come back, we'll talk about a lot more crazy things going on. And I want to finish up about the border, because there's a lot more information going on there that people don't even know about. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Andrea Kay's not going anywhere. She'll be with us after the break.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendo Vice.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I've been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
You listen to Real Flat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Head up on the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the chat room, and give me your email address. I only send one out. I send one out a week, so I don't inundate you with emails. Give me your email address, and we'll send out information as to who's going to be on the show, the topics we're discussing, and so on. And we will have a good time, I promise. Andrea Kay joins me. Always appreciate her time with me as well. Host of the Andrea Kay Show, heard every day from 6 to 7 o'clock p.m., not in the morning. She'd have no voice in the morning. I'd have no voice in the morning. No. Andrea, thanks for... That would be an interesting show for me between 6 and 7, let me tell you.
Yeah, you know, I'm not that early bird, you know. I don't like to get up and catch no worm. My friend, I like to sleep in. I do. And y'all don't want to see me or hear me or deal with me early in the morning or before I've had my coffee. Let's just leave it at that.
You got to stop the donuts, though. You got to really stop it, because every time I see it, I'm thinking, I don't live that far from a Dunkin' Donuts. I could grab one of those. Nobody would know. You know what I'm saying? It's all cool. It's all good. Maybe we should bring some of the donuts down there to the border. Maybe they'll tell you if they don't want those. That I don't even know what it was. What was it, two flour tortillas and something else? Right?
What they're giving away free flour?
The lady at the border. You know, she had.
She was given two homemade flour tortillas, probably
right.
Made with, you know, my favorite kind, with a little bit of flour, you know, held together by a whole lot of lard, and then a whole lot of lard and some refried beans. I mean, it doesn't get any yummier. She's complaining about that. She's complaining about that.
Yeah.
Saying it's pig food. Saying it's pig food. This is who, that's the kind of socialist entitlement mindset that is coming here, that the Democrats know what that mindset is. That's why they want him here, because they know that they're going to vote Democrat. And before the break, we were talking about 50-something thousand of them already voting in Texas.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to stop either. Look at L.A. They had, they've got to take 1.5 million people off the voter rolls. They won that in court. And then we have a friend of ours that worked for the Integrity. She still is with the Election Integrity Project. And she has over 60,000. She has proof that there are over 60,000 registered voters that are either dead, live in another state, or it's a variation of a voter that already exists. So and Dean Logan refuses to do anything about it. Well, had refused up until recently. I think now that he lost this case, they're going to be relooking or finding new ways to kind of get around the law. I'm sure that's all they ever do. They look for ways to beat the law once they get caught, right? I mean, we see it happen all the time.
Well, yeah, where is the Republican Party? We have had, the past 2 years, our free and fairly elected President of the United States in the sights of a coup attempt with the FBI and the DOJ under the false guise of an investigation into Russian interference in our election. Here's the interference in our election. It's illegals voting in our election.
Oh,
and
no.
The Republican Party, and nobody's doing anything about it.
No. No, we don't want to do anything about it. We don't want to, listen, they are in such a flux right now. They don't know what to do, especially here in California, because, you know, I know some of the people in the party. I know some people up in Sacramento in the party. They don't know what to do. They're looking for African-American females to run for office. They're looking for gay males to run for office. They're looking for lesbians to run for office because they want to show, well, what are you looking for somebody? Look, how about this? This is a novel idea. I know it's going to be hard for some people to swallow. Why don't we look for the right person to run for the seat? What do you, that's just a thought. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, well, it's kind of crazy, you know. Wow, who would have thought that you're supposed to judge people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin?
Ooh,
who would have thought that equality, I know, novel idea, right? Who would have thought that, you know, equality would actually mean someone's qualifications, not what happens to be, you know, a part of their, you know, genitalia? Novel ideas, I know. The best person for the job? No. You know, that this just goes to show, when you hear that, like, John McCain, before he passed away, said that he really wanted a Hispanic woman to replace him. You know, the Republicans have allowed so much damage to be done in our country by allowing all this identity politics and all this crap to take root. And they have done very little, if nothing, to push back. Remember when Mitt Romney lost in 2012 and they said, oh, well, we just didn't win the Hispanic vote. What? I mean, you know, they've just, that's not why Mitt Romney lost.
No.
So the Republicans are just floundering around, letting the left control the narrative all over the place, getting wins everywhere, changing the psyche of America into believing that if you do want to seal the border, want a wall, you're a racist. That if you don't want terrorists being brought in here from, you know, terrorist infested countries, you're Islamophobic. You know, and little by little, they've taken root. And my question is, how do we turn the tide? How do we get it back?
Oh, listen. Right now, when the party's talking about moving more towards, in California, just strictly in California, when the party's talking about moving more towards the middle, when they're talking about, you know, being more inclusive, which I really don't know what that means, because we are an inclusive party. We don't go looking for somebody because of their skin color or that kind of thing. We are inclusive. Come on in. We'll welcome you in. If you could do the job, we'll help you. Well, we try in the past to help you, you know, get elected to a seat. But we don't have anybody with enough, I'll put it this way. We don't have anybody with a spine that will fight for this. You know, in November, when the election was going down and we saw fraud happening, I think it was Georgia, Florida, and two other states, the Republican Party's there, the heads of the Republican Party, they had lawsuits ready to go. The paperwork was done and ready to be filed to stop any fraud that was going on or to call out any fraud. In California, bupkis, nothing. Not an attorney would take it on. The Republican Party wasn't willing to touch it. It's just amazing. So don't tell me, we don't have a Republican Party in California as we know it in the rest of the country. Newsom's talking about putting a tax on water, right? So in Detroit, they're fighting to make water free because water is a human right. And it should be delivered to your house or to your apartment for no money because it's a human right. Now, the problem is this. Once you get that water here in California, once you're taxed on that water, if you happen to drink it in Berkeley, you've got to pay another 25 cents on top of it to drink it out of a plastic cup. You can't make this stuff up.
It's insane.
Right?
And while I'm sitting here thinking about how the left wants to tell you that, everything's a human right, at the same time they're charging us for water, they just passed a law in New York that Dreamers get to go to college for free. For free. Ain't got to pay a dime for it. How is it that illegals in this country have the right to free, but American citizens don't have the right to free?
So listen, New York is going to, you want to talk about New York going off the deep end. So last week, Cuomo passed the abortion law. You can abort a baby right up to the first labor pain and maybe even past that. I don't know. So he was okay with that. And that was fine. And that wasn't killing. And that was okay. And then what does he say? Almost in the next breath. What does he say at the press conference? He finds himself more in line with the Pope right now that corporal punishment, killing people in prison, is inhumane and barbaric. So I guess if you're in a jail cell, it's barbaric. If you're in mom's womb, it's perfectly acceptable.
Literally, that's what he's saying. So really, I'm having to think, maybe Cuomo's not more in line with the Pope. Maybe he's more in line with Ted Bundy or some other psycho. That is, only a sociopath would utter those words out of his mouth and would actually think that. Ted Bundy, only not as good looking as Ted Bundy was.
You hear that stuff and you just sit there. You do. You have to go back and play it back again. Come on, no, I misunderstood. Right. Right? There's no way he just said that. And then you look and you find out, no, that's exactly what he just said. And I don't know. And you and I were going to talk about it earlier, but we haven't got enough time to finish it. But they're going further left. The Democrat Party has a problem. Pelosi's got that flat spot on her forehead because she's fighting people like Ocasio. She's fighting people like Hill. She's fighting those far, far left loons that aren't on the same page as her when it comes to what she should give and what should happen. They got a problem, don't they?
I actually think the only problem that they really have is trying to keep AOC quiet from what the Democrat Party all really want in the first place. They are really all on the same page in terms of being far left. I don't believe for a second that Pelosi is some kind of moderate. They just don't want the American people to get in on it. She's a little too honest for Pelosi's taste, in my opinion. No, I think the left has been far for decades now, been socialist, Marxist, pick your if, and that's really what they want. They want a full centralized system of power with control over its citizens, and AOC is just honest about it.
Yeah, well, my real problem with AOC is how ignorant she actually is and how she doesn't know how government operates and how she, like the other guy that was there at the White House, she thinks that she's a community organizer, that she's allowed to it's like, stop protesting, stop making these stupid comments, go in and make law. Do what you're supposed to be doing. And she doesn't understand. And not just her. You've got a whole bunch of new people there that are speaking like that. You've got Jew haters there. You've got religious, Christian haters up there. You've got haters of freedom there. And they're all in one party. Just amazing.
See, my biggest problem is not a lone wolf or idiot wolf or two in a pack. My problem is the number of idiots out there that applaud for her, that voted for her, all across the country who believe that. Because, see, what happened is none of them said it to anybody. The left is over on the food system and it's turned out a whole lot of AOC.
Yep. Hey, listen, real quick, tell people where to find you.
AndreaKShow.com. I got all the details there. Thanks for having me, Joe.
Always fun, Andrea. Thanks for being on with me. Have a great rest of the week. I'm Joe Matthews, your host. Listen to the Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Seriously. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back in a few.